This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Eric Handa, the co-founder and CEO of AP Telecom, the leading fiber and telecom consulting organization for the subsea industry, specializing in emerging markets. Since launching AP Telecom in 2010, Handa has grown the business from a startup to an award-winning global organization, which has generated over $195 million in sales for clients. Mr. Handa, certainly a pleasure to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks so much for having me. It's really good to hear your voice and to be back on your show a third time. I do listen to the show when I'm traveling, and really enjoy being back. So thank you for having me. Hope you're well.
I'm doing well, and really good to have you back as well, and certainly looking forward to hearing an update from you since we've last spoken. So how is, to kick things off, how has 2016 been so far for the company, and what has been the key happenings and focus areas so far this year in 2016?
Well, growth in 2016 for AP Telecom has been phenomenal so far. We've been very blessed that a lot of our clients have gone contract in force. They're building their submarine cable fiber networks around the world. A lot of the new acquisition of clients that we've been very fortunate to bring on board into the AP Telecom family have started their projects, and a lot of them are going in the water later this year, in particular Brazil, Florida, which is a new route, and some routes that are coming up next year in 2017, such as Hawaii Telecom. They're building from Hawaii to the U.S. mainland from Indonesia, so that's a Southeast Asia cable network, and a lot of good things happening. Just the fiber build out is definitely keeping pace with all that good demand for apps, and a lot of folks that are younger, millennials, are always online on their phones and what have you, and that's that requires infrastructure to support it all. So we're very blessed, and things are going well.
What are you seeing from a technology and telecom perspective when it comes to emerging markets so far this year?
Well, we're seeing a lot of vision that was put in place in 2010, 2011 is coming to fruition. In West Africa in particular, one of AP Telecom's clients, Angola Cables, is running almost 5 gig of traffic from starting from zero. That's being locally cached with servers from Akamai, from Google, from Cloudflare, Microsoft, et cetera. It's really a testament to their vision, what they wanted to do going back 5-6 years ago. So one of the things that I would say from a trend perspective is simply execution. We've seen a lot of emerging markets simply execute on a plan. The decrease in oil prices, with oil prices, petrodollars slumping, has actually forced people to get a little bit more grittier, a little bit more hungrier in terms of how they roll up their sleeves and get things done, which is not a bad thing. You know, sometimes having a little bit of pressure and not as much disposable budgetary income or CapEx requires folks to really dig deep and get things done. And that's been a good driver to execute in emerging markets.
Are there any emerging markets in particular that our listeners should pay close attention to when it comes to technology and telecom?
Well, I think that there is a definite trend that's happening from a traffic pattern perspective, Eric. And for many of the listeners that may be tuning in, they may join late, they may join in the middle, they may join at the end. But if there is a key takeaway from the podcast today, it would be that traditional routing that normally was hubbing and spoking around the United States or traditional U.S. allies, say the U.K. or Japan, is not the case anymore. We're seeing new routes such as the South Atlantic Cable System SACs between Angola and Brazil. We're seeing new routes from Indonesia to the United States open up. And we're also seeing locally cached content. That's something that was really unheard of half a decade ago, five, 6 years ago, in markets like West Africa. So on the whole, I think it's exciting for the industry. It represents a really good opportunity for fiber and submarine cable operators to see growth and exponential growth in markets that traditionally were seen as the last frontier. But what it is enabling is that the average citizen in emerging markets that was living on the other side of the digital divide, that didn't have connectivity, that didn't have access to the web, that didn't have access to telephone connectivity, now does have access. And that's a game changer for a lot of people. You're able to wire money in Africa, say through a program called Zap, where you can transfer money, mobile commerce, m-commerce immediately. Enables entrepreneurship, microloans. It provides call center opportunities for folks that maybe were doing stuff on a farm from an agrarian perspective. So on the whole, the technology and the building blocks, which really starts with the fiber, has enabled a lot of folks to go out there and move up the stack, so to speak, in terms of putting more in the bank and more food on the table for themselves. And that's largely driven by technology.
Today we're joined by Eric Kanda, the co-founder and CEO of AP Telecom, the leading fiber and telecom consulting organization for the subsea industry specializing in emerging markets, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit DesignCrowd.com and post a request describing the design that you need. For example, a logo design. DesignCrowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to that designer. Now, if you do post a project but don't find a design that you want, no worries. Design Crowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Mr. Handa, how has the global financial climate impacted the subsea cable space so far this year?
Well, Eric, that's a great question, and it's probably expedited things. A lot of telecom operators, a lot of content players, and certainly a lot of entrepreneurs are trying to lock in their financing, their debt financing or their equity financing sooner rather than later, because interest rates will tick up. They were raised in the United States by the U.S. Fed, and I think if you look at overall global markets, you know, if you could lock in something at 5-6% versus 7-8%, over the life of 15, 20 years of an asset value of a contract, you're going to save a tremendous amount of capital in terms of cost of capital. So it's been a driver to expedite builds because of the expected or anticipated cost of capital increasing over the next 12 to 18 months.
And how have the content players, Google, Facebook, and Twitter, et cetera, factored into the submarine cable industry in emerging markets so far?
Well, a lot of the content players, and it's not just Pax Americana, it's not just the United States. A lot of content players out of China in particular, whether it's Alibaba, Renren, what have you, have been an instrumental driver in enabling and incubating submarine cable systems. Without their involvement, a lot of these systems simply would not happen. The content operators come to the table with strong pockets in terms of the ability to spend CapEx, to spend capital, and their background in terms of why they're investing is not for resale use. It's really for their core network, their backbone, their consumption, whether it's supporting eyeballs for uploading 147 characters, or whether it's Amazon, who just announced yesterday that they're making a early seed announcement into Australia for a new system called Hawaki to Los Angeles from Sydney via Auckland, New Zealand. That sort of investment and that sort of driver from the content players is invaluable. Again, without their support, it would be extremely difficult for the telecom world, for PTTs, traditional telecom operators, to handle the load themselves.
And are there any particular submarine cable networks that are being built or expected to be built that AP Telecom is following closely now?
Well, we have two clients that I referenced one of them earlier, Angola Cables, that is building two networks. One is on the South Atlantic, the first ever system between Africa and South America. That's called SACS, S-A-C-S, South Atlantic Cable System. That's going to connect Angola to Brazil, and they do have a system that they're co-investing as a consortium member with Algar, Antel, Google, and Angola Cables between Brazil and Florida. So those systems we're following quite closely in the South Atlantic and South America. But there is one system that hasn't been referenced that I think is important to the listeners out there that may want to kind of understand Southeast Asian geopolitics. AP Telecom's been working with EasyCom, which is the number two operator in Cambodia, which is a proud member of the ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Cambodia does not have a submarine cable system right now as a country. They're reliant and dependent on fiber connectivity, terrestrial fiber via China and through Vietnam. So this will be a game changer for Cambodia. They're going to be getting their first system later this year. It's called MCT, Malaysia, Cambodia, Thailand. And we're very proud to have worked with the folks at EasyCom as well as the MCT consortia to help incubate and help pre-sell that system for the country. It's been a really successful story. And again, once that cable lands in Cambodia in a very beautiful area called Sihanoukville, which is right on the coast in Cambodia and is being developed out with a lot of international hotels and resorts for tourists in the future, that's really going to also be a game changer for Cambodia. We're going to see cost of connectivity come down, and hopefully a lot of new industries will spawn off of that, whether it's banking, insurance, telecommuting, as well as supporting some of the traditional industries that Cambodia has been strong in, such as the garment industry or manufacturing.
And I'm sure you're pleased to be involved with the developments in that country of Cambodia. Can you talk about AP Telecom's commitment to corporate social responsibility and some of the key activities you are a part of as an organization?
Well, we at AP Telecom have a platform. We started a 501c charity called the State of Subsea. Again, it's stateofsubsea.com. And we've been giving back in the markets in which we operate. We're not doing it for favor, although favor we may gain. We're doing it because it's the right thing to do. We try to every year make at least a six-figure donation in Africa as well as in Southeast Asia. Those are the markets where we see whether it's tablets for children at school or whether it's internet connectivity to sponsor Wi-Fi for a school or a kiosk zone for children that so they're able to access things that we may take for granted, say here in the United States or Western Europe, like YouTube or the Khan Academy for educational purposes. So we're actively involved in that. It's not something that I think we blow our horn on, you know, or speak out loud about it every day, but it's something that we're very sincere about. From a very philanthropy sort of view, as well as trying to get back and just do the right thing. So we're very, very fortunate to be able to do that and have the means to do it, and we're going to continue to do that. One of our goals that we've set as a company in our Vision 2020 plan is to make sure that we get back at least $500,000 by 2020 in the markets in which we operate for children and for access, for IT access. And so far we're on target on that goal. So that's what we're trying to do to help and give back.
Absolutely tremendous. Certainly has been good to hear from you and all the developments and the great things that are going on with the company and the impact that you're making globally. If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about AP Telecom and how they can be in touch as well.
Sure. Our website is www.aptelecom.com. Once again, aptelecom.com. And all of our social media feeds are there for Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, et cetera. So if anybody's interested in learning about submarine cables, how they're built, how they're deployed, learning about certain markets, I think there's about 25 or 30 videos that are there that are linked to some of our clients, some of our own content. And Eric, I wish you all the best for the rest of 2016. And once again, it was a pleasure to be back on your show. I wish you all the best. And I do enjoy, as I mentioned, listening to your show as a listener, just to learn about other entrepreneurs out there in the field.
Certainly appreciate those kind words, and it's always great to have you with us and look forward to a future update right here on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best for the remainder of 2016 as well.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with, once again, Eric Handa, the co-founder and CEO of AP Telecom, the leading fiber and telecom consulting organization for the subsea industry, specializing in emerging markets. And for more information and for contact, simply visit aptelecom.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design or business card design or even your website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.